Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. And I hope you were listening in the last half hour with Pastor Lutz. He was talking. I thought he made some great points in regards to the presidential debate last night. And I'll be talking about that as well. I've got a number of clips that we're going to play. It'll be kind of a challenge to get through them all. We'll see how we do. And also encourage you to stay with us. And I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to Pastor Risnack of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, who will be following us at 2 o'clock. So I hope you'll stick with us here this evening. In the meanwhile, let's go ahead and pray. And I'm going to jump into last night's presidential debate after a few other comments as well, of course, but let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do thank you for watching over us, Lord. Thank you for being with President Trump during the debate last night and showing Joe Biden's character, not only character, but condition to the world for what it is. Lord, we just pray that you would raise up godly individuals that give them guidance and direction in what we need to do in the coming months. Lord, pray for our country. Lord, we do pray for those that are searching, that you could point them to Christ, encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, what a debate last night. It was one for the history books in several ways. One, it was one of the earliest, I think, if not the earliest presidential debate. And number two, it's the first time that a sitting president debated a former president for the opportunity to be voted in to be the next president. And that was kind of amazing as well. Very historic right there. But also, this is something that also is going to be in the history books as people look back on debates at just how incredibly bad Joe Biden did last night. You know, to be honest, I've been seeing a number of things. I mean, and it didn't take until after the debate. There were people during the debate, Democrats and people outside this country who were watching the debate, not Republicans, not Trump supporters necessarily, but people who were saying even during the debate that things were going poorly for Joe Biden, especially in light of the fact that he spent a week in seclusion at Camp David being intensively groomed and prepared for this debate, and only to have that happen. I don't know about you, but I am so thrilled and pleased at how President Trump did. Donald Trump controlled himself, maintained a calm demeanor in spite of the taunts and everything. They tried to get a rise out of him. Well, I actually prayed for two things before the debate in particular that were answered. And the first thing I prayed for was that Donald Trump would maintain a calm and dignified presidential-like demeanor, which I think for the most part he did. People, even the left, is commenting on how they thought that the Donald Trump kept talking over Joe Biden and everything in the previous debates 4 years ago was going to show up, and they believe that's what Joe Biden was training for, is that. And so that's an answer to prayer. I'm thankful for that. And then the second thing that I prayed was that Joe Biden would be revealed to the world for what he is. And, you know, if you watch that debate, even many of his supporters had a hard time. Van Jones afterwards trying to put a spin on it, trying to make things seem not quite as bad, but even he seemed to be tearing up over it. And of course, then there was Jill Biden, Joe's wife, crowing in the after thing. Oh, you did a good boy, Joe. Good boy, good boy. I was waiting for her to pat him on the head and give him a treat. It was just sickening. And of course, if you were watching and the video is available, you can see where she had to lead him away from the platform, the stage, and just he had trouble going down the couple of steps there, and it just revealed to the world who and what he is. And I'm going to hit a number of things here today, and hopefully get through some of these clips that we have. But as we're looking at this in Psalm 109 starts this way with verse 1, the first four verses. David writes this: "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer." Two things with this verse. One, I hope that this would be something that we would identify with, that we would give ourselves unto prayer in these coming months, because the left and Biden's camp, he even invoked the MAGA, the evil MAGA specter in his comments, and they look at people like us. I mean, there's information out there. I put it up on some of my social media that shows that the current Biden administration looks at people like us. In particular, if you are a religious person, meaning that you go to church and that you go to church especially at least once a week, and not only you go to church, but if you are a Trump supporter, a MAGA type, and this catches some of us, if, like myself, you're a veteran, those three things right there, the Department of Homeland Security special group that they had convened that America's first legal, it's a conservative legal group, they recently won a lawsuit on behalf of Ambassador Rick Grenell against the Department of Homeland Security, Homeland Intelligence Reports or Experts Group. And they said if you are a Christian, a committed Christian, a religious person, if you're a MAGA supporter, Trump supporter, if you are a veteran, you are likely to be a domestic terrorist. And so they hate us. They lie about us routinely. And so you can see that in Psalm 109, where it talked about lying. But also, in addition to that, think about it from Donald Trump's perspective and how they have lied about him consistently. And there were several things that were caught up in the debate where Joe Biden was caught up in lies. It's kind of interesting. The left is saying, "Oh, Joe did terrible, but all Trump did was lie." No, it was Joe that was doing lying, and they were trying to claim that some of the things that Joe was saying, or I'm sorry, that Donald Trump was saying, were lies when they have been proven otherwise. And you know, it's when we look at this, it's I guess one of the things that came up, and I'm going to play a clip here, and it hits a couple of things. A lie that was told about Donald Trump's view of veterans and those that died in D-Day, and then also the Hunter laptops. Let's play clip one here, and we'll hear this.
We're also in a situation where we have great respect for veterans. My son spent a year in Iraq, living right next to one of those burn pits, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. I was recently in France for D-Day, and I spoke all about those heroes that died. I went to the World War I cemetery he refused to go to. He was standing with his 4-star general, and he told me, he said, "I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers." My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
President Trump?
First of all, that was a made-up quote, suckers and losers. They made it up. It was in a third-rate magazine that's failing, like many of these magazines. He made that up. He put it in commercials. We've notified him. We had 19 people that said I didn't say it. And think of this. Who would say I'm at a cemetery or I'm talking about our veterans? Because nobody's taken better care. I'm so glad this came up and he brought it up. There's nobody that's taken better care of our soldiers than I have. To think that I would, in front of generals and others, say suckers and losers. We have 19 people that said it was never said by me. It was made up by him, just like Russia was made up, just like the 51 intelligence agents are made up, just like the new thing with the 16 economists are talking. It's the same thing. 51 intelligence agents said that the laptop was Russia disinformation. It wasn't. That came from his son, Hunter. It wasn't Russia disinformation. He made up the suckers and losers story. He should apologize to me right now.
Think about that. Suckers and losers. That was completely made up. It's been well debunked, and yet there he is still perpetuating the lie. Let me touch on another lie that Donald Trump brought up, and that was about the Hunter laptop. Now, this one hits me because I was in the intel community when I was in the Air Force, and you know, this idea that this laptop was said to be Russian disinformation by, 51 intelligence officers, current and former at the time, signed a letter saying that, oh, yeah, this is all earmarks of Russian disinformation, and they knew it was a lie. This has actually been proven since then, that they lied about this and that they knew that they lied about this. The New York Times, the Department of Justice, the FBI, even Snopes, the notorious left-wing fact-checker site, have all said that we've known to be true all along is that they were lying. And, you know, here's Donald Trump brought this up, and I look at this lie. Let me add too, Dana Bash, her husband was one of the signatories of the 51 intelligence officers. And we're going to listen to our second clip here, and you can hear how 4 years ago Joe Biden denied this.
"50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage."
You know, that what Trump's or what Biden said, he had to know he was lying when he said that, and he had no remorse. He doubled down. Listen to our third spot here.
"It's a last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all."
No basis at all. This is a lie that they knew was a lie. They doubled down on the lie. And you say, well, how come the media didn't report on this? Well, the media was complicit in the lie. As I mentioned, Dana Bash, her husband was one of the signatories on that list of 51 intelligence officers. And then Donald Trump, speaking with Leslie Stahl, had this encounter here in our fourth clip.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest
you want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. Okay,
all right. So let's get back to the name calling.
So this is this doubling down on lying. And this is why some of the things that Donald Trump said were accused of being lies, because the left isn't even completely up with where the rest of the left is on these issues. And when you have people lying and you have people repeating lies over and over again, you know, you can see where, as I started with here in Psalm 109, where David said, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue." And this is what we see over and over. This is one of the reasons we need to pray for our country. We have very dishonest people running our country today. Liars, I'll just say that flat out. We have very dishonest people, liars, who are being, you know, so to speak, the gatekeepers, the media that's supposed to be able to reveal the truth, that's supposed to be able to do investigative reporting. We have dishonest people, liars in the intelligence community, in our other aspects of the government, where we even have some of the civil service claiming that if Donald Trump is elected again, that they will do everything they can to thwart his efforts to govern. And this is just, it's sad. And what a travesty. You know, the Bible says that ministers of government, the government officials, are ministers of God to do good, not to do evil, but to do good. And yet they're doing evil. And we see this over and over. And, you know, this reminds me of what Solomon said over here in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and in verse number 13, where he makes this observation: better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. And it was one thing that was clear last night during the debate is that Joe Biden is the old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. In fact, the lies continued, and when Donald Trump called him on them, again, he would no more be admonished. Listen, we're going to listen to our fifth clip here, where Joe Biden rambled on and then finally says that he defeated Medicare. Here's clip number.
Eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on Social Security. They're going to destroy Social Security. This man is going to single-handedly destroy Social Security.
And, of course, Joe Biden would not be admonished. And that's not the only thing that he lied or said, and just showed not only that he would not be admonished when it came to his lies, but the confusion that he evidenced. You know, like I said, Ecclesiastes 4, chapter 4, verse 15, better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king will no more be admonished. Here's a perfect example of the old and foolish king in clip number 6.
On the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Well, you know, just absolute confusion. Doesn't know what he said, and I agree with Donald Trump. I had to actually go back and listen to that to realize that he was talking about hiring more asylum officers. Asylum officers? I mean, what do we need asylum? Is there like a mental institution out there that needs workers in it, and he needs to hire more asylum officers? I guess that's why Donald Trump said, I don't know what he said there, and I don't think he does either. And, of course, an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished, and that's what we saw last night in Donald Trump. Well, we need to pray for our country. We really do. But we don't want to give up, and we don't want to get proud, and we don't want to get overconfident. We need to be engaged. We need to pray, and we need to vote and encourage others to vote. And we need to pray that other things come out. You know, I was looking in Luke chapter 12 earlier today, where Jesus said, starting in verse 2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you've spoken in the ear, in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And, you know, so we see some of these things happening, some of these things being said. These are things that many of us have heard and understood and have known about for a while. These are some things that I've posted on social media. If you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, I did not introduce that earlier, but check us out, livewithpastoral.com, and you can see some of our media sites there. And I've had people in the past who have criticized and said I was a conspiracy theorist. I didn't know what I was talking about when I said some of these things about the Hunter laptop is real and that the 51 intelligence officers' letter was false. They knew that it was false. And many of these other things, they just denied these things, but they're coming out. God's revealing them. I don't know what God's doing. I don't know how much time we're having. Like Pastor Lutz said in the last half hour, the trumpet could sound today. We could be caught up to be with the Lord in the air if you know Christ is your Savior. But in the meanwhile, we're supposed to be salt. We're supposed to be light. And the left and the forces of darkness are trying to silence us. Well, Luke chapter 12, verse 4 says, Jesus continued, he said, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, but after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Meaning, fear God, not man. And I didn't know if I'd have time for this clip, but I think we can squeeze it in here. But Lieutenant Governor Robinson of North Carolina was recently at the Faith and Freedom Conference, and he had this great speech. And there's a clip in there that we're going to play what he said about how I think men of God, women of God ought to be standing for the Lord today. We're going to play that clip.
It's the mainstream media here. If you're here, I want you to hear this. Hear me. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you do in your newsroom. I don't care about your plans and your schemes to bring this nation down with your Democratic friends. Why? Because Jesus Christ is still on the throne. You may have your news cameras and your satellites and your 24-hour news, but Jesus Christ holds the world in his hands. And he holds me in it as well. And what he has for me, you cannot keep from coming true. It may not be the governor's mansion. It may not be any political seat. But you will not stop Jesus Christ's will in my life. So I do not fear you. Write your stories, tell your lies, tell your half-truths. But Christ is still on the throne. And because he lives in my heart, and I live for him, I know whatever I need to do on this earth for him, it will get done.
Well, and as we hear that, I mean, I just want to remind you, we need to have that attitude. Oh, by the way, Lieutenant Governor Robinson is running to be the governor of North Carolina. And so I pray that he can win. We need men of God like that in positions of power. And we need people like that into government offices across this country. And that's my prayer, is that God would raise up godly individuals into public office throughout our nation, from the local, through the county, through the state, through the federal level. Men who are men of God, women who are women of God, willing to take a stand, willing to do what it takes. And in the meanwhile, I would hope that you would be reminded not to be overconfident. I mean, I am so glad that Joe Biden was revealed to the world for what he was last night. But I'm reminded in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 17, the Bible says, "Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him." But then he goes on to say, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious of the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Amen. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's my prayer. is that the candle of the wicked will be put out. I'm looking for that day to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. I hope you know Christ as your Savior, because that day is coming. It's coming soon. We look at the things that are happening. We look at the tensions over in the Middle East, impending war. Everybody's telling their citizens to get out of Lebanon as fast as possible. Iran is saber-rattling. They've been moving people that are beholden to them by the thousands into Lebanon to battle against Israel. Well, pray the Lord's coming back. Don't give up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.